Hey, what up, guys? We're back. Welcome to the This Is My Moment podcast. I'm your host, Patrick Mitchell, and you know who I got riding shotgun.
We back again. Another episode. Your boy, Money Mitch.
Let's go to work. There ain't no stopping it. This is my moment. Join the movement. We bringing people together, bringing positivity, making changes for the better. Today, we got another episode of Moments with Mitch. I love these, man, because I just get to be myself. I ain't got no script or nothing like that. KT, what's on the books for today, man?
Man, it's another real-world conversation that we're going to bring to the people. So today, I want to talk about gender roles. So we were having this conversation, me and...
Hang on. It's a disclaimer. Do not get offended. We just in here chopping it up.
It's just a conversation. Just a conversation. But we was talking, me and a couple of my single homies. Dating is different now. So we was talking about how, like, the apps and everything have kind of changed.
Yeah.
Like, dating, the interaction of dating. And then we started talking about gender roles. And young lady that we were having a conversation with chimed in and was like, well, now women are equal. So... Flashback to the 70s, 80s, or I mean, I guess earlier than that, but like the woman's role was at home, raising the kids, cooking, cleaning, blah, blah, blah. Then women fight for their rights and they start voting and they start doing all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then the whole fight was for women to be equal, equal pay, equal rights, equal everything, right? So we were talking. Now, the evolution of the woman from Susie Homemaker to the boss lady, you know what I'm saying? Now we at a place where men are looking at women like, well, I'm a single man, I'm cooking, I'm cleaning. What do I need you for, really? Like, you're cute, but I mean, I'm cooking, I'm cleaning, I'm over here being domesticated on my own. I got to. And I'm the provider because I got to. So... what role does a woman play in today's relationship, so to speak?
I don't know, man. I tell you what.
It's going to get you in trouble.
I know it, right?
It's going to get you in trouble.
So I'm going to whisper this. When we got married, I told her straight off the bat, I didn't want no woman that was just at the house. Like I want you to help me be successful. You know what I mean? And that's what she brought to
me. So you an advocate of the 50-50 relationship?
I am, man. I'm not an advocate of 50-50 because it ain't never 50-50.
It's whoever got it.
It's whoever got it. I'm going to tell y'all what, man. At the blink of an eye, your 50-50 can change to 70-30 real quick. And I'm telling you from experience. You know what I'm saying?
Too soon.
But the thing is, man. The thing is, if you're in a relationship, and it's more than just boyfriend, girlfriend. I think that you, as a man, should bring something more to the table than just looks. I think a woman should bring more to the table than looks, because at the end of the day, when you have a combined effort, that's when you can start seeing that growth, man. But if you as a single cat... And the girl is only bringing looks to the table, you in the same predicament. Matter of fact, you're probably worse off.
I was about to say, you're worse off.
You got to go buy stuff.
You got a liability. Man. Not an asset. Because she ain't helping. Is she just looking?
Come on, man.
Shoot. Now you got bills and a bill.
No, thank you. And I'll tell you what, and even our grandparents, Big Mama worked. And Papa worked. She worked at the school, remember?
Yeah.
And Papa went to work in the factory, whatnot. But they were still 50-50 then. They were still bringing that money into the house. And that's how they was able to take care of seven kids. You know what I'm saying? And back then it was still traditional for the woman to be at work. But at the end of the day, if you want to grow, you can't grow when you only got one paycheck. And the paycheck is doing just enough to eat. You know what I'm saying? Or you're going to go work yourself to death, and then you ain't going to be able to spend the money because you're so busy working, only one person going to enjoy it.
You ain't going to be able to live. You're going to be surviving.
Right. And I'll tell you what, I done told her straight like this here. it ain't no way I'm finna go work every day and just you let spend all the money on you. No, sir.
Just in here chilling.
For what?
Yeah, that ain't, that ain't
gonna work. What you think?
That's gonna build resentment, I feel like.
True.
But I also feel like it's a sticky situation because it's kind of like, for a man,
yeah,
you ain't trying to work all day, then come home, be slaving at home over laundry, cooking no meals.
Yeah.
So I get it. But, I mean, women have, this is, like, we, this is evolution. Like, we've worked, we've marched, we voted.
Yeah.
To get to this place where it's as, I mean, this is as equal as it's been.
Yeah.
But now it's kind of like, who the chores go to? Everybody like, not me. Everybody get home and like, nose goes. So it's kind of like, how, I guess you got to adapt. Like, everybody got to adapt. Yeah. I guess the men got to adapt now that the women have adapted.
Yeah.
But still, is who's going to assume that domestic role? Mm. How is that, like, how do you pick who's going to be the person that's cooking or who's going to be the person that's cleaning? Who's going to be, you know what I'm saying?
Not it.
You feel me?
I'm going to tell you what, though. I'll tell you how we get down over here. And this is going. Heather, if you're looking, I apologize. I don't clean, brother. Patrick does not clean. I cook every single day. That's my passion. I get on that stove, and I concoct something, man. And maybe they eat it, maybe they don't, but at least it's on now. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't going to leave them hungry.
Man, but I tell you what, I'm that cat that's going to leave a dirty laundry basket right there by the washing machine. Because I ain't finna do it. Man, I can't stand it. And then if I do wash, you know what I do? I wash it, and I put it in the dryer.
The folding. That ain't never going to be me. Man. Hey, it's two things I can't do. I can't fold up no clothes. And I cannot put the dishes out the dishwasher. I will just use the dishes out the dishwasher until it's empty again. For me, I just feel like that don't make no sense. I'm going to put the dishes somewhere else and then take them from there just to put them back. I'm cool.
Your math ain't math.
Man, you did. You did. I was like, man, I'm going to take these right on out of here.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to put them in the sink, and then when the sink fill up and the dishwasher empty, then they go back in the dishwasher. Hey, it's a method to the madness.
That's crazy. You know what's funny? We actually got a housekeeper, man. Man, I got a housekeeper, bro. Man. And it's not as
expensive. The podcast done changed you, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
I know. But it's not as expensive as a lot of people think.
Oh, yeah?
I know.
How much y'all cleaning people?
No, we ain't gonna do that. But
man, the people might be looking. No, San Antonio might be looking for some affordable housekeepers.
I ain't say she was affordable. I said I had one. But the thing is, it's people out there, man, and I think it was like Angie's List, and it's all these apps and stuff where people can help you.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So you can get like an hourly person to come in and do the cleaning, like for the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? So you can get people to come in.
Just come and clean. Like, you don't want to clean.
Yeah. You can find people like that on the computer to where they come to your house and do the stuff you don't want to do.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like,
I might need to look into that.
I'm trying to tell you. Because I'm going to tell you what, man. Heather, when she get off work, she come to the house. First, man, what? If she ain't got to wash no clothes, first thing she asks, what's for dinner? So I get home first.
Yeah.
She get home after me. She want to know what's for dinner. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So my answer is like, hey, okay, this is what I made. When I get up in the morning I need some socks and some t-shirts. Hey, babe, what my socks? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, so that's how our thing. Go to. Yeah.
That's our thing, and that's how we all over here though. But if you single and you doing all that on your own,
yeah, you
what is you bringing to the table? I tell you what, marry you somebody that brings something to the table,
man, for real, or bring the table,
because.
But that's a good question. And then I feel like going back to the conversation we was having the other day with my friend, the young lady got offended when he was like, okay, so this is the situation. If we in a situation,
yeah,
what are you bringing to, like, what is your contribution to the relationship or to the situation? And she almost was offended, like, how dare you ask me what I'm bringing to the situation? I'm bringing me to the situation.
I'm good.
Bruh. But that's the mindset of a lot of young women out here these days. Yeah. And it's kind of like, I hear you.
Yeah.
But that don't really make sense.
Yeah. You know what, though, man? I think it sound good. It sounds real good to be able to have a man to provide for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To get you the house, the white picket fence, that stuff that people want. Until you realize how much a white picket fence costs. Until you realize how much groceries cost.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, real talk, everybody ain't the boss at their company.
Facts.
Some people.
Most people ain't the boss at their company, you the worker. In fact.
And if you ain't making, and I saw a little thing, man. They said if you making, you got to be making $100,000 to just be surviving. That's what the new upper low class is. It's $100,000. Upper low middle is $100,000. How many people, honestly, after taxes, is making 100 stacks?
Man, not that many.
And that's just to survive, KT. So now imagine making 100. And then you have a kid, a wife.
Yeah.
Mortgage.
Yeah, you out there trying to keep your head above water like Florida now.
Man, and the thing is, it look good. Oh, man, my husband take care of me, or my wife, she take care of me, or my whatever the case is, they take care of me. But then every day you go home, you got to do your bills every day. You got to run your numbers.
You ain't that budgeting.
If you mess around and go to the store and you overspend, that money got to come from somewhere because it ain't allocated. Now, if you got a partner that brings something to the table, now if you live off that $100,000, whatever they bring to the table.
Yeah, now you working with something.
Now you know what we finna. We finna go to Hawaii.
Or at least to the Sizzler.
And I think that's what people have to really get into the mindset of, that when you marry, or when you get into heavy dating.
Yeah, serious.
It's a team.
Yeah.
It's a team. You can't, you ain't never seen a quarterback, but I seen Lamar Jackson do it.
Yeah, throw it to himself. Yeah.
You can't throw and catch the touchdown now.
Yeah.
You got to have somebody to throw that thing to.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And I think that's what a good, healthy relationship is, man. Having somebody there, you got to.
Balance.
And you know what I'm saying? And not, okay. I'm gonna bring this up because this is gonna be a touchy one. Inside of that relationship, what do you feel about checking accounts? Do you have a her checking account and a you checking account? Then y'all put y'all money in the middle. Where you at?
Oh man! Oh. So we are probably the most non-traditional relationship on the planet. So you know, me and my spouse, we do not have any shared accounts.
Yeah.
She got her money, I got my money. And the way we do it is, we have a dollar amount. If things are going to be over X, then we might go half. Or, you know what I'm saying, we'll communicate on how we're going to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Over a certain dollar amount. But for the most part, she got her money, I got my money. I don't care what she spent her money on. She don't care about what I spend my money on.
As long as the bills are paid.
Long as, exactly. As long as all the business is taken care of before the BS.
We good.
Man, I know she work hard. She gonna get another check. And I work hard, so I'm gonna get another check. So, do your thing.
Rock and roll. Like, we the exact opposite.
So, how do y'all do it? How y'all do it over
Man,
here?
Man, we have a joint checking account with all our money going
like to a bill account.
No, all our money going to one account.
Okay,
and then from now I pay ourselves. So we do allotments.
Okay, and so y'all get allowance.
No. We get allotments to our different accounts. So we have a main checking account, right? Mm-hmm. So all the money when we get paid, all the money going to this, and then from now we treat ourselves like a bill. So I might put $500. To our savings account that's mm-hmm. in my name. She might put $500 to a savings account in her name, and then our joint savings account may get $1,000. So we treat ourselves like a bill. So when that money comes in, then it's dispersed. So I'm not just paying car note and mortgage. I'm paying.
You are one of those payments.
I'm one of those payments. So that way, whatever's left is what we spend on the house. That's how we do it. So
and
now,
when you say on the house, that means like bills, y'all want to go out to eat.
No, yeah, yeah, all the stuff that for the house. So bills, electricity, all that stuff.
Gotcha, okay.
Groceries. And yeah, yeah, the house. And then if we wanted to go out to eat, whatever's left, we just go out to eat with that. And then that other money that was put out there like a bill, we don't touch that. So now, so she has a checking a savings account that has an allotment.
Right.
I have a checking account or a savings account that has an allotment. And then we have a joint savings account. But the money, all the money go into one thing, man.
So if you want to go get, you want to go buy some shoes or buy a watch or something, that money comes out of the joint pot or is that out of your side money?
No, everything that I want to buy, I run through her because the side money is for emergencies.
Okay.
And it's funny because the joint savings don't get touched at all. Like if we ain't got it, we ain't got it. And if we got it and it's in there, we ain't got it. But if it's over here, you know what I'm saying, 9 times out of 10, I would pay for it out of my savings account because she'll nickel and dime her savings account to sleep. You know what I'm saying? We pay the bills, but her savings account, she a nickel and dime. I get all them Amazon boxes. Guess where that's coming from? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's coming from over there. But the bills and stuff is still paid. So I'm not a firm believer in that separate stuff, man. I let her do her thing, man. She take care of the bills. You know, she do a finance.
Yeah.
So I'm not finna step. If your job is money, far bid for me to get in your way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Make us rich. Yeah. Do your thug thing.
Yeah.
We gonna ball out. So I let her do the money. But at the end of the day, I keep my money over here. That way, you know what I'm saying? If I want to go buy a pair of shoes, which I don't, you know how I shop.
Get a pair of Reeboks. Reebok classics, man.
Reebok. Holla at your boy. I'm still on them.
We still looking for sponsorship dollars, man.
You know how we getting down. But yeah, man, I've always been like that, man. I just always thought that if we married and we're in, man. It's no mine, it's no yours, it's ours. And in order for us to be as successful as we need to be, it got to be ours.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't subscribe to that. Yeah. A lot of people, and they may not be as hard as you is, but a lot of people like, hey, I'm going to put my money in. You put your money in. That's what the bill pays. The rest is yours. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But we share everything. Yeah. Our money is our money.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just feel like we very controlling people. Yeah. So that's like our last little bit of still feel like you got some type of control in the situation. That you know you ain't got no damn control in.
Smoke and mirrors.
Semantics, you feel me?
Yeah, nah, man. I just ain't never got into it, man. And I think too, man, like I tell my kids all the time, and I tell you what we did. We started a CD for them.
Yeah, that's good.
A child savings certificate for my kids, man, to where when my daughter does find somebody, she can bring something to the table.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of living YOLO, looking for somebody to take care of, we don't need you over here, brother.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And as a parent, I think it's my responsibility to teach my son that you don't need a lady to only offer good looks. Yeah. Brother, you can cook for yourself.
Yeah.
You can work for yourself. You can clean for yourself. And I tell my daughter the exact same thing. You don't need no person inside of your life to bring something to the table because we've prepared you. We're setting you up for success. You putting your 80-20 up. You're saving your money. You putting it up. You investing it. Not just putting up. You investing it in something. You owning some stuff. You know what I mean? I'm real big into the stocks. You know what I'm saying? I'm real big into ownership. Into making your money grow. And that's what I'm teaching my kids. So when she that single person and a guy come to her, like, what do you bring to the table? Nah, brother, I brought the table.
Yeah, thanks.
What you bringing?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I tell my son, too, look here, man. The older you get, you looking for substance. Beauty is okay. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. We want cute. Yeah. But the older I get, the older
everybody
you get.
Everybody going to be fat and ugly at some point.
Man, maybe not. But I know what you're saying. But the thing is, you don't necessarily need nobody for looks. You want substance. You want somebody that's going to help you be the best version of you. And that's who you marry, man.
Yeah.
And that's who you marry. And I'm teaching my kids that stuff because if you only going to bring cute to the table and you going to cost me all this other stuff I work for, man, you got to stay where you at.
For real. For real. There's a bunch of cute ones out there, but you need the substance.
You got
that's
it.
What's gonna, that's what's going to keep you around and turn a relationship into a marriage.
Yeah. And how do you grow? How do you grow without substance?
Yeah.
If you're in a relationship, right, you married, you and Randy married, right? She helps you be a better person. Like, I've seen how she helps you. She fusses at you.
Yeah, facts.
Oh, I know
she
it.
She keep me in line.
I know it.
Because I'm one of them one, but I color outside the lines.
But for the thing sure. is, but her keeping you inside the lines is helping you grow your business because it's facts. Keeping you straight up. Like, it's motivating you to be better. Man, you've grown so much. And I've seen it. I've been riding with you, brother. And I've seen the growth. And I've seen that. And that's what you want in your life, though, G.
Yeah, you want you gotta have it. Because you don't want to be where you at right now.
For what?
In 2 years.
For what?
Or shit, even next year. You know?
Matter of fact, I don't want to be where I'm at tomorrow. you know what I mean? Like, if I can't be better today, I got to be better tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
At least 1% better every day.
Every day. And having that person inside of your life that brings something more to the table than just...
And hold you accountable, for real.
And I think that's an everyone.
Because I'm the type of... Hey, I feel like the best way... take it from me. The best way to grow is to understand the things that you don't do well.
Yeah.
And find somebody that excels where you lack.
Mm.
That yin and yang.
Yeah.
Because the things that I do well, she don't do well. The things that she do well, I ain't doing at all. So, like, I think that's the biggest thing. Is if you find a partner that excels where you lack.
Yeah.
It kind of, like they always say, you only as strong as the weakest link.
Yeah.
But if y'all kind of play off each other like that, makes the chain a lot stronger. You feel me?
I do. You know what, man? All of the adventures that I've had, all the businesses and stuff that I started, the only ones, and this is a true story, the only ones that are still making me money are the ones that me and Heather did together. All of the other things that I had,
here today, gone tomorrow.
And I mean tomorrow. And it just didn't leave. It took a whole lot of money with it. You know what I mean? I was in a bad relationship with a lot of businesses. But the ones that Heather was there with me,
yeah,
those are the ones that still, you know what I'm saying, like bringing in some cash to us. And there's something to that, though. It's that person inside of your life, man, that just adds it.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know
difference.
What it may be, but it adds it.
Yeah, for real.
You know what I mean?
It's all we always say, you got to find the person to make you better.
Yeah.
And it's true, because... It might be doing things that you know you should be doing, but you don't necessarily. But it might be that little adjustment that she's like, oh, man, I know she's going to be on me if I don't.
Yeah.
But that little doing it just to not hear her mouth might be that difference that you know what I'm saying, get you to the next level in anything, whether it be business, spiritual, emotional, whatever it is.
And you know, too, is that you do it enough not to hear her mouth, but then
it
guess
creates
what?
A habit, and man. Now you're doing good stuff without even really thinking about it, not putting effort into doing it.
Yeah, yeah. You started off doing it because you didn't want to hear what she's finna say to you.
Mm-hmm.
But then after a while, you're like, this makes sense.
It's working for me.
So you keep doing it. So now then you added that to your toolbox. And now that's something else that she's brought to the table.
Exactly.
Dude. It's something to it.
Always, brother.
Man, I don't know, KT. And if you're not looking for somebody to better yourself, if you cool where you at, just be cool where you at.
Yeah.
Like,
and if you're a woman, you don't need a man. If you're a man, you don't necessarily need a woman.
Or a spouse or a person.
Yeah. It's 2024. You just don't need another warm body.
Yeah,
a heartbeat.
Yeah, but the thing is, too, you got to understand too where you want to be. Like some people, like, and we know people that go years that don't want a spouse, don't want a boyfriend or girlfriend because they too busy grinding.
Yeah,
their job is their relationship. Yeah. Their hustle is their relationship. So if you come in between that, you got to be more than what you came in between.
Or you got to be willing to understand that you might not ever be. Because some people like that. Some people are married to their career. Yeah. Like, that is they number one.
Yeah.
And that's cool. And you just got to understand that in this situation, I could be here, I just got to understand the capacity of which that I'm going to be here.
Yeah, true that, true that. And that's something that you got to have a strong conversation with yourself with.
Yeah.
Are you willing to take that? Are you willing to take that seat? Because it ain't the front seat. You ain't riding shotgun.
Yeah. But it might be a good ride, though. You might be in the back of the Maybach.
Yeah.
It might be a nice ride that you got to tag along. But you got to, like you said, you got to have a conversation with yourself because everybody ain't trying to get to the same finish line.
Yeah.
So it all depends on your journey and what you're trying to get out of life.
KT, man, I like this one. I don't know if I want Heather to hear it or not. Randy may not want to listen to it neither, but at the end of the day, I think, man, that's a great topic because you got to be able to help each other grow, help each other be better. If not, stay where you at, huh?
So, shoot, man. This is another great episode, Moments with Mitch. Gender roles, man, is something that's going to always be flip-flopping because it's never going to be equal because that's just not the world we live in.
Yeah.
So everybody going to have to just be comfortable where you at and what you're doing. Be confident in what you're doing. Be confident in who you are.
Mm.
And so, man, at the end of the day, bring something to the table or be the table.
Mm.
That's my message.
That's solid. Hey, this the deal too, man. He hit it right on the head. Bring something to the table or be the table.
Facts.
Bottom line. Then at the end of the day, what we going to do, KT?
Go get it! Join the movement, we bringing people together, bringing positivity, making changes for the better, 'cause it's all about growth, all about success.